On this week's Trivia Night, this podcast really ties the room together with 15 dude-approved questions about Coen Brothers movies. Good morning, good evening, and good night, trivia heads, or whatever time this lovely episode finds you, and welcome to an all-new episode of Trivia Night, the best trivia show on the planet, and the only show you need to test your knowledge on all the facts that's fit to print. From FOP, which we know you don't want, damn it, to Dapper Dan, because the pleasing odor is half the point. Any topic you need, we have got you covered. Each week, we throw thousands of trivia questions into a wood chipper and see what shakes out to bring you the freshest trivia around because, oh yeah, we've got this whole thing figured out. Oh yeah, you betcha. I'm your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio, home of Stumpy Joe Silver, a highly decorated homing pigeon from World War I, the little bird that could. We've got brand new episodes for you each and every week featuring guaranteed 100% original trivia. Play along, and watch that old Buford, because he's a sly one. You yourself will hit the deck, boy, playing along with Trivia Night. On this week's episode, my name is Philip Lorenz Tricky, but you can call me Phil. Cue the banjo, and I'll spare you my attempt at yodeling, because it's time to celebrate one of the weirdest and wildest filmographies in Hollywood history, the Coen Brothers. From slapstick screwball comedies to a hyper-violent treatise on the collapse of the American West, these guys thought of everything. There was supposed to be a new Ethan Coen movie coming out this week, but the ongoing writers and actor strikes have pushed it back until next year. So, we're just going to celebrate these weirdos on a random Friday in September. From boneheaded repeat offenders, to a pregnant chief of police, to an R-rated classic called Barton Fink! Barton Fink! It's a Coen Brothers bonanza on Trivia Night. Trivia Night is brought to you by and created with CrowdPur. Add fun to your events with awesome trivia, leaderboards, and live streaming. Get instant access to our basic plan and create a cool event for up to 20 participants, all for free. So if you want to host your own game just like this, check out CrowdPur.com after the episode. I'm gonna lay some mighty fine a-pickin' and a-singin' ground rules into this can real quick. I've got 15 questions in a variety of formats, some multiple-choice questions, some type-in text questions without answer options, and some drag-and-drop order questions, where you just have to put answers in the correct order. And if you'd like to see for yourself the awesome features included with all of our trivia games, features like videos, GIFs, fun facts, and more, just go to trivianight.live/2xet7. That's trivianight.live/2xet7 to play along to this game on any device, right from CrowdPur. You can also find a link to this game in the episode description. And I'm not that concerned whether or not you roll trivia on Shabbos, because, well, that's just, like, your opinion, man. Let's play! All right, let's see if you creeps can roll with our Coen Brothers movies trivia on Trivia Night. Question 1. Who won an Academy Award as relentless hitman Anton Chigurh in 2007's No Country for Old Men? Was it A, Tom Hardy, B, Javier Bardem, C, Josh Brolin, or D, Benicio Del Toro? A, Tom Hardy, B, Javier Bardem, C, Josh Brolin, or D, Benicio Del Toro? Which of these guys played a relentless hitman named Anton Chigurh in No Country for Old Men? The correct answer is B, Señor Javier Bardem. In addition to the Academy Award, Javier Bardem also won a BAFTA, Golden Globe, and the Screen Actors Guild Award as the psychopathic Anton Chigurh in 2007's No Country for Old Men. Based on a Cormac McCarthy book. I'm working my way through all of the Cormac McCarthy books right now, and I recently read this, and yeah, that psychopath jumps right off the page. Moving on to question 2. What beloved toy does Tim Robbins' dim-witted businessman invent, you know, for kids, in the 1994 screwball comedy, The Hudsucker Proxy? Is it A, hula hoop, B, silly putty, C, slinky, or D, etch-a-sketch? A, hula hoop, B, silly putty, C, slinky, or D, etch-a-sketch? Which of these famous toys does Tim Robbins invent, you know, for kids, in The Hudsucker Proxy? The correct answer is going to be A, it's the hula hoop. Tim Robbins' dim-witted businessman gets installed as a straw man president at Hudsucker Industries in order for them to tank the company's stock. But he inadvertently invents the hula hoop and it becomes a cultural phenomenon. Moving on to question 3. Which band's cassette tape does the dude report as stolen out of his car in the cult classic The Big Lebowski? Is it A, The Eagles, B, The Doors, C, Allman Brothers Band, or D, Creedence Clearwater Revival? A, The Eagles, B, The Doors, C, Allman Brothers Band, or D, Creedence Clearwater Revival? Which of these band's cassette tape gets stolen out of the dude's car in The Big Lebowski? The correct answer is D, The Creedence. Creedence Clearwater Revival. After the dude reports his stolen vehicle, along with some missing papers, you know, business papers, and cassette tapes, the police tell him not to hold out on getting back the papers, or the Creedence. Question 4. What ancient Greek poet wrote the Odyssey? Inspiration for the Coen brothers' O Brother, Where Art Thou? Is it A, Euripides, B, Homer, C, Sophocles, or D, Aristophanes? A, Euripides, B, Homer, C, Sophocles, or D, Aristophanes? Which of these ancient Greeks wrote the Odyssey, which was adapted into O Brother, Where Art Thou? The correct answer is B, it's Homer. Don't, not the Homer you're thinking of. He was an ancient Greek poet, and he wrote, O Brother, Where Art Thou? Sometime in the ancient Greek BC era time, when we don't know when people wrote stuff. Moving on to question 5. Question 5 is a type to text. I'm not giving you any answer options, so you're just going to have to dig deep down into your weird filmography to find the answer to this. So here we go with a type to text question 5. What is the first name of Oscar winner Frances McDormand's pregnant police chief in 1996's Fargo? Again, your question is, what is the first name of Oscar winner Frances McDormand's pregnant police chief in 1996's Fargo? What's her name in Fargo? The correct answer is Marge. See what I did there? Put Homer and Marge together again. Marge Gunderson in 1996's Fargo. Frances McDormand won her first of 3 Academy Awards as the pregnant police chief of Brainerd, Minnesota. Marge Gunderson. I recommended this movie to my dad when it first came out because if you've not seen it, Fargo is incredible. My dad hated this movie. Never missed an opportunity to tell me. You know, son, me and Bob Crosser, we just did not care for that movie at all. Great. Great, Dad. You and Bob Crosser can continue on with your terrible taste in movies. Moving on to question 6. Which of these frequent Coen collaborators has appeared in the most Coen Brothers movies? Is it A, Steve Buscemi, B, John Turturro, C, Stephen Root, or D, Bruce Campbell? A, Steve Buscemi, B, John Turturro, C, Stephen Root, or D, Bruce Campbell? Which one of these frequent collaborators has appeared in the most Coen Brothers movies? The correct answer is A, Steve Buscemi. He has appeared in 7 Coen Brothers films. He's tied with John Goodman, and they're both trailing Miss Frances McDormand by 2 films because she has appeared in 9 Coen Brothers movies. Which makes sense. She's married to Joel. She's a Nepo wife. Totally untalented lady. Just sailing on her husband's coattails. Moving on to question 7. Which Shakespeare tragedy did Joel Coen adapt without brother Ethan in 2021? Was it A, Hamlet, B, Othello, C, Macbeth, or D, King Lear? A, Hamlet, B, Othello, C, Macbeth, or D, King Lear? Which of these Shakespeare tragedies did Joel Cohen adapt without his little brother Ethan in 2021? The correct answer is C, The Tragedy of Macbeth. It is his first film as writer and director without brother Ethan. Made it with his wife, Frances McDormand. She's fantastic. It's also great. Denzel Washington kills it as the great Dane Macbeth. Oh, wait, no. Macbeth was Scottish. The Dane was Hamlet. Don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about. Moving on to question 8. Which Tom Hanks-Steven Spielberg collaboration was co-written by the Coen brothers? Was it A, Saving Private Ryan, B, Catch Me If You Can, C, The Terminal, or D, Bridge of Spies? A, Saving Private Ryan, B, Catch Me If You Can, C, The Terminal, or D, Bridge of Spies? Which of these Hanks-Spielberg collabs was co-written by the Coen brothers? The correct answer, a lot of co's in this, the correct answer is D, Bridge of Spies. 2016's Bridge of Spies earned the Coen brothers their 7th Academy Award nomination for screenplay. Very impressive. Question 9. What is the avian-inspired nickname of Jeff Bridges' loutish Deputy U.S. Marshal Reuben J. Cogburn in 2010's True Grit? Is it A, Goose, B, Woody, C, Drake, or D, Rooster? A, Goose, B, Woody, C, Drake, or D, Rooster? Which of these bird-like nicknames is given to Reuben J. Cogburn in True Grit? The correct answer is D. They've come to snuff the rooster. Reuben J. Rooster Cogburn. Jeff Bridges landed his 6th Academy Award nomination as U.S. Deputy Marshal Reuben J. Rooster Cogburn. And the original Hollywood legend himself, John Wayne, won his only Academy Award also as Rooster Cogburn in the 1969 version of True Grit. But we all know John Wayne got that Oscar for playing John Wayne. Question 10. What is the first Coen Brothers movie set in their native Minnesota? Was it A, Miller's Crossing, B, Barton Fink, C, Fargo, or D, A Serious Man? A, Miller's Crossing, B, Barton Fink, C, Fargo, or D, A Serious Man? Which of these Coen Brothers movies was the first one set in their native Minnesota? The correct answer is C, it's Fargo, my dad and Bob Crosser's favorite movie. Yeah, 1996's Fargo is primarily set in Minnesota, despite it being named for the largest city in neighboring North Dakota. Woo! I'm throwing rocks tonight. But before we move on to the final 5 questions of Trivia Night, if you're enjoying this and you want to host your own live trivia show, check out crowdpur.com, which makes all of this trivia action happen. You can pick from our library of over 1,400 completely original trivia games, or you can write your own. You can add fun answer images, supplemental videos and GIFs, and detailed question notes. Share the link to your game with your crowd and host live, in person, or with real-time streaming. There's even a free forever basic plan to get started. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPur. And we are back ready to close out the Coen Brothers trivia on Trivia Night with the final 5 questions, so let's get it going with question 11. Who sings the 1967 psychedelic hit Somebody to Love, featured in the 2009 dark comedy A Serious Man? Is it A, Strawberry Alarm Clock, B, Big Brother and the Holding Company, C, Jefferson Airplane, or D, The Yardbirds? A, Strawberry Alarm Clock, B, Big Brother and the Holding Company, C, Jefferson Airplane, or D, The Yardbirds? Which of these bands sings about somebody to love from 1967? The correct answer is C, it's Jefferson Airplane. It was the biggest hit ever for Jefferson Airplane, and that song peaked at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100. Jefferson Airplane, of course, went on to become Jefferson Starship, which then in turn went on to become Starship. And they sang the theme song to the movie Mannequin. So, basically, the greatest song of the 1980s. Question 12. In Raising Arizona, who owns regional furniture chain Unpainted Arizona, home of the finest fixtures for your bathroom, bedroom, boudoir? Was it A, Ethan Arizona, B, Nathan Arizona, C, Jason Arizona, or D, Aaron Arizona? A, Ethan Arizona, B, Nathan Arizona, C, Jason Arizona, or D, Aaron Arizona? Which of these fine gentlemen owns Unpainted Arizona in Raising Arizona? The correct answer is B. It's Nathan Arizona. If you can find lower prices anywhere, my name ain't Nathan Arizona. Because nobody wants to buy furniture from Unpainted Huff Hines. Question 13 is going to be a drag and drop order question. I'm going to read the question, give you 4 answer options, and you just put these in correct order. So here we go with a drag and drop question 13. List these Academy Award nominated Coen Brothers movies in chronological order. And your movies are Oh Brother Where Art Thou, True Grit, Barton Fink, and A Serious Man. Again, your movies are Oh Brother Where Art Thou, True Grit, Barton Fink, and A Serious Man. Jumble those around, put those in correct order. What order did those movies come out is what I'm asking about, and your correct order is Barton Fink, Oh Brother Where Art Thou, A Serious Man, and True Grit. Barton Fink came out in 1991, Oh Brother Where Art Thou in 2000, A Serious Man in 2009, and True Grit in 2010. I feel like I left clues all the way through the last 12 questions for this one, so if you didn't get it, it's not really on me. You gotta pay attention, because I might be leaving clues, Mr. Policeman. Moving on to question 14. What is Billy Bob Thornton's job in the 2001 film noir homage, The Man Who Wasn't There? Is it A, private eye, B, banker, C, accountant, or D, barber? A, private eye, B, banker, C, accountant, or D, barber? What does Billy Bob Thornton do in The Man Who Wasn't There? The correct answer is D. He's a barber. Yeah, apparently The Man Who Wasn't There was inspired by a poster of 1940-style haircuts that the Coen brothers had seen on the set of 1994's The Hudsucker Proxy. I'm going to adapt that famous poster of the cat falling off of the limb that, and it just says, hang in there. It's going to be an Oscar winner, guaranteed. What's the most you ever lost on a trivia question? You've been putting it up your whole life. You just didn't know it. This question's been traveling 22 years to get here, and now it's here. So call it, friendo, because you stand to win everything with our final question, question 15. What is the first Coen Brothers movie in which both Joel and Ethan are credited as director? Is it A, Oh Brother Where Art Thou, B, The Lady Killers, C, Burn After Reading, or D, Inside Llewyn Davis? A, Oh Brother Where Art Thou, B, The Lady Killers, C, Burn After Reading, or D, Inside Llewyn Davis? Which one of these movies were they finally credited as director? The correct answer is B, The Lady Killers. Kind of unfortunate that the first time they were both credited as director is on one of their absolute worst movies. But that's the way the cookie crumbles. Yeah, Directors Guild of America rules previously did not allow multiple people to be credited as director because they didn't want to water down the significance of that position. But an exception was made for people that are established duos, and on their 11th film, The Lady Killers in 2004, they were finally established enough to both be credited as director. I guess there's the key. If you're working with somebody, you got to make at least 10 movies before they will think of you as an established duo. I don't know if that's true. I don't make up all the rules in Hollywood, but I should. Well, when there was no food to be found, we ate trivia. And when there was no trivia, we ate sand. We ate sand! That is our show for the week! Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. A 5-star review really helps with podcast visibility. So don't just put that review in your pocket where it'll get mixed up with all the other reviews. If you're listening to us on Spotify, we've got some interactive polls as well as some insightful Q&As for you to answer. So be sure to check those out too. Brag about your plan to kidnap this trivia game on social media. You can tag and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We are at CrowdPer, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. And if you have an idea for a topic for a future episode of Trivia Night, shoot us a DM on social media because we would love to hear from you. And lastly, do check out CrowdPer.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Tricky. And join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.